This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Complimentary football. I mean, honestly, when we needed it most, all three phases really showed up for us in a big way. It was like clockwork. You know, we were able to control the time of possession. Not that we were necessarily trying to do that, but have these long drives. And then about the time, you know, something bad happens on offense, the defense steps right up and just comes up with a big takeaway. You know, a big stop. And then when we get scored on, our offense goes right down the field when we needed it. You know, that series at the end, where we have the turnover, defense holds them, you know, forces the punt, and then we go back. Golf hits Saint for that huge play. We got some pops and runs there to get us in field goal range, and then Bates, after the one he had earlier, steps up in a critical and makes it. I mean, that's what winning teams do, you know, and we haven't had that in a while. It's been a while. It's been a few weeks.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Dan Campbell yesterday, after his Lions beat the Bears, Bears still end up as a 2 seed, so that's good. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. He speaks. I'm Holmes. We got you until 6 o'clock.
I know you mentioned we got some fresh Ben Johnson, and we should get to that. But maybe after that, we'll have some time to talk about some of the specifics that Dan Campbell did in that game yesterday. And there are a couple other specifics from the game. We're not breaking down every little play because we are talking about the season as a whole. If you're late in joining us, we're talking about why they approached yesterday the way they did and the flatness with which they played with. And we're teasing ourselves with some Packers thoughts before we actually turn the page, perhaps as soon as tomorrow.
Because we're not going to allow Ben to tell us.
Back off.
Turn the page.
He wanted to.
You're going to hate this press conference then.
Oh. Is he fully turned the page? Is he dismissing things from...
It's okay for him to
turn
the page.
He's on page 50 already, look, guys.
Look, here's the thing.
What?
He has to turn the page because the game's on Saturday. He has to.
Got a short week.
It's a playoff game. You got to turn the page.
He also has to turn the page because he's embarrassed about everything that happened yesterday.
Perhaps we can still live in this for a couple more hours before we start thinking about turning the page. Because look,
what?
Speaks. Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come on. DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jets fans were not happy at yesterday's outcome.
It was grim. It was grim. It was ugly. It was disconcerting. It reminded you of the flaws that are obvious. All these teams have flaws, but your flaws have been evident. If you don't get turnovers, you have a hard time keeping up with some very good teams.
Because your pass rush is spotty.
They have the worst pass rate in the NFL. Dead last in terms of pass rate. Is that a problem?
It is. And the thing is
I'm sorry, 31st.
Second to last.
Second to last.
And the thing that you would do to remedy that would be to blitz.
Mm-hmm. Then you probably got to play man.
Yeah. And that's been a struggle for the last 4 or 5 weeks. So
what do you do exactly?
What do you do? So, all right, we'll let Ben turn his page. But the page is here at Turn the Page Industries. They will stay on the same page until we deem it time. There will be no wine.
Yeah, he wants
before it's time.
Thank you, Paul Masson. I think he wants categories to be on Wednesday. That's what he wants.
He does not like categories, and neither do we.
What? Wow, that just hit me deeply. That's troubling.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think we were off on Thursdays? It wasn't just company holidays.
You know, Tanny, you knew that the fractures would start to show in the partnership at some point. I mean, openly saying out loud that he doesn't like categories.
It's the tough. Reason that Christmas tough was stuff. On a Thursday was so that we didn't have to do categories.
That's what happens when I can't hold it all together for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
there.
No, it's true. Yeah, we were still on in case you guys didn't.
You guys
know.
Had to confront your problems.
We did three really good shows
last
week.
They were really good shows. Like,
I'm not BS.
Alex said you guys weren't on.
I know he didn't.
That's
know.
The weird thing. I knew you guys
and
were on when I was scheduling the show.
Be quiet.
And
I knew that Matt Forte had to move a day. Like, he was out in the woods.
Real talk. Speaks and I did some really good bonding last week, too.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time. It's because there was nobody here. We
were literally the only two people here in the whole building.
That's right. We got a lot. Our partnership got a lot better and deeper until the category shot.
Is that when you put Smitty on the 5 o'clock?
He was still here.
Smitty's one of our guys downstairs.
Yeah, he's one of the people that keeps us safe.
He does.
Think about it that way.
I do. I choose not to.
Okay. All right. Well, here is Ben Johnson today. He has looked at the tape, and he is ready to turn the page to the Packers.
Listen, excited about the new opportunity here. Turn the page and start this new season that we keep talking about. You know, I think it's a great opportunity in front of our home crowd. Can't wait to see what that looks like on Saturday night, and I'll go ahead and open up from there.
Hey, Ben, are you going to bring Kyler Gordon back to practice this week?
That's the hope.
How did C.J. Gardner-Johnson check out? Is he still in the protocol?
Oh, yeah. Yep, protocol is a week-long thing.
Ben, obviously you've experienced the sort of intense survive-and-advance dynamics of the playoffs. How do you articulate for your team this week what those sort of entail?
You can try to describe it as much as you can, but until you go through it yourself firsthand, you know, I think that's the best way to learn. I think we got a lot of veterans that have been here before, so they know what that's about, and they can certainly share those experiences with the younger guys. But my experience has been this is where the details and the fundamentals come out to the forefront. You know, as simple as it is, it's the blocking, it's the tackling, it's the proper catching of the football, ball security, taking the ball away. It's all those little things that show up the most when the lights are the brightest.
Some of your veterans have sort of echoed that sentiment that there's obviously the big game juice that comes with these types of moments, but you have to convert it into precision. Do you have a formula for getting guys to understand how to turn that sort of energy into the fundamental execution that you need?
No, I wish there was a secret sauce. I think it's really, it starts with the type of people that you have in the building. And that's kind of been something that we've highlighted. The guys that we brought in, both from a free agency perspective, but also with these draft picks that that they're going to be poised under pressure and that they're going to rise to the occasion when the lights are bright like this.
So great question there from Dan Weeder about turning the energy into execution. And the first thing I thought of was just how poor the execution was on the Saturday night against Green Bay a couple of weeks back when the energy was absolutely off the charts.
Yeah, they've got to figure out a way to calibrate, because if you remember the first game against the Packers, those guys were like, well, that was way too much energy.
Right, that first half was bad too.
Right, and then they said that they weren't as amped up for the second Packers game, but I can imagine like that feeling of what you were there.
Yeah, man.
You tell me.
It was outrageous. The whole place was up for grabs and out of control, and that was manifesting on the field. You got DeMarco Jackson jumping on top of the pile. There was like that crackling energy that was violent and out of control. There were multiple penalties on the defense. And I mean, it was a violent and ravenous energy that was out of control early on there. And then when it went flat, they didn't play well at all. It was dead for 2.5 quarters because it was flat. So they start out crazy high, and then they just absolutely went into the tank.
And then they found it fourth quarter, and they were able to kind of ride that to a win.
But this team is volatile that way.
They are.
First halves have been bad.
You know, that part that Kurt was saying about playoffs, at some point we need to bring that back.
No, I agree. I was thinking it because it speaks exactly to this.
Oh my God. Like, I thought that was really well explained too on how teams with playoff experience can ride some of those moments better than teams that don't have it.
You don't end up going in the tank if something bad happens. You know?
It's scary. All right, back to Ben.
And a couple of the guys talked yesterday just about you guys have been, you've lost two games in a row before and you've rebounded from it. And I know early in the season, you took the approach with that pretty intense Wednesday practice. You called out their championship caliber practice habits that they didn't have at this point yet. Can you pull back on anything from, I guess, going into week three, knowing that it's a different part of the season, a new season? Is there anything you'll use from that experience to get them flushing the last two games?
No, I mean, we're a different team. I think the end of the regular season and the start of the postseason is just a natural new start. And so, you know, I think early in the season, we didn't know who we were quite yet, and we were just in a race to improve. And that was really what the messaging was about. This is a little bit different because we're going to be on a short week against an opponent that we know really well. They know us. We know them. And so, yeah, it is a little bit of a different deal, but I expect these guys to come in tomorrow as we get going in our prep. And, you know, it's a long season, early bye week and all that. And yet I expect them to come in and have a new sense of energy about them because yeah, I think it's going to feel a little bit different.
So it's a great way to frame it. They did so much at the bye schematically to change their thought process and maybe philosophically as well. It's a much more difficult ask at this point to do something like that.
And the bye was so long ago.
Yeah.
The bye was what, the first week of October?
Yeah. But they did it. But and we've seen this before. We've seen this with other teams where they use a mini bye or they use a bye to really change stuff up. Schematically, they can't like put in a whole pile of new stuff here.
No, and the good thing is that because you did see the Packers a couple weeks ago and you saw them without the second best pass rusher in the game, you can go back and be like, okay, here are the things that work. Now that we know for a fact that Micah's not going to be out there, we can still run. This is what they looked like when we did this without Micah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of stuff for them to just take from the previous game plan that can be effective against the Packers, I think. Back to Ben.
Is there any way to identify the most correctable thing on defense right now on a short week?
I mean, we got a number of areas that we could play better, but at the same time, I mean, the number one thing is that we're looking to limit the opponent with their points, and you're saying you left that game with a good offense, and they only scored 19 points, 16 up until the last 2 minutes of the game there, and so I thought our defense played well enough for us to win that ball game, and I know we want to clean up the yards and we want to get off the field faster and we want to create more possessions for our offense. Those are all part of it, and there's ways to get that done. But at the end of the day, you know, the number one objective is to limit their points. And so I'm gonna keep that the main thing with our defense.
Hey, Ben, I know every game is its own entity. With some of the slow starts, how do you approach that this week? Obviously, every game you want to start fast, but especially home playoffs, considering the struggles you guys have had early on, how do you kind of attack that this week?
I don't think there's anything different. I trust the process that we put in. I'm not going to all of a sudden start changing up the calls. It's, you know, we work all week on these things. We practice them and we feel good about them going into the game. And so, you know, I think it's just like anything that we've done all season long is if there's something that needs to be addressed, we bring it up and we make it a point of emphasis. And the guys usually do a really good job of finding a way to fix it.
Along those lines, what is your message to the guys tomorrow in terms of what happened yesterday? Obviously, that game's done and you really have to turn the page quickly, but there are some correctable things. I mean, what is kind of, how do you approach it with the guys tomorrow when they walk in the building?
Yeah, we'll make our corrections and then we'll quickly turn the page. We don't have time to sulk on
yeah, we do.
What happened yesterday.
We do.
And they understand that. We talked about that at the end of the game. And so, I think we're gonna be good turning the page, but the things that need to get cleaned up, we're gonna clean up.
Man, oh my goodness, just the desire to move on. We don't have to move on. We can sulk. We can sulk if we want to. We cannot leave the game behind. So, I mean, we're sulking a little. We're going to continue to sulk a touch.
He can't.
Yeah, he could.
They can't.
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
It's a short week.
Yeah, I know.
There's a game on Saturday. Everything's on the line. It's win or go home for real, for real. Not the fake win or go home. This is like legit win or go home stuff.
Look, I get it. Our job is different.
Correct.
Our job is different
yeah,
than
that's
their
why,
job.
That's why we're allowed to not turn the page until tomorrow.
Well, plus the award-winning Kevin Fishbane kind of baited him a little bit.
He sure did. That's how you become Sports Writer of the Year.
Good old gotcha journalism from Kevin Fishbane. Per use.
Old fishy business.
That's how he rolls. All right, here's more Ben.
I have two questions for you about your communication with players. You had said after the game yesterday, when you talked to us, that you had already made very clear to the offense your feelings on how things had gone. How was that received?
Fairly well. We'll see what it looks like here this week. That's really the end all be all is the response we'll get over the course of practice. These guys, they're pros. They know. I didn't tell them anything that they didn't already know. So we're capable of a lot on offense. The standard is very high. And when we as a unit feel like we've fallen short, we call it out, we address it, and we get better from it.
And you've picked different times this season going back into the summer to light a fire under the team about something. How do you decide when is the right time to do that?
Yeah, I wish I had you just trust your gut. And like I said, it's the role of the head coach is not to be a cheerleader. It's to say it like it is. And so, you know, if something pops up and I feel like it needs to be said, then I say it. If I don't, then we keep it moving. But, I think we got a great group of guys. We got a prideful group. We've earned a division title. We've earned the number two seed in the NFC. Those are things that we're certainly proud about. And at the same time, the season's not over. It's just starting for us. And our guys understand that. We can play better than what we played at the end of the season. And that's really our expectation here going forward.
All right, so look, that's Ben Johnson, and I like how thoughtful he was about, you know, how he
great
talks.
Question by Jason Leisure, by the way.
Yeah, and Ben there talking about like how he's thoughtful about approaching the team and response, like what he thinks about. And I was realizing something yesterday. We're joking a lot about the turn the page thing, but he wants to move on. He knows the team needs to move on because this would not be a good one to sit in. This is not who you are. This is not who you have shown to be over the course of 17 games. It's part of why we started, you know, celebrating all the positives that have happened. You don't want to sit in this badness. You want to acknowledge that it happened, and you want to move on. And I feel like we've seen that Ben, when the team is down, he tries to get them up. When the team is riding high, it's his job to make them a little more level, you know, to bring them down a little bit and to keep everything nice and steady. So I feel like that is a very understandable response, truth be told, to an ugly game. It's like, all right, well, that's that. Whatever. It is what it is. Let's roll.
I will say, though, that he is both. It's not exclusive. He has clearly been a cheerleader for this team. This man took his shirt off. And
without a doubt.
And so you can be both. And I think that the cool thing about Ben is that it's been very clear that when time comes for him to say something of substance for this team, they all listen. And that's a testament to the job that he's done in year one, that he is, for the idea of culture, he's flipped it. He's completely flipped Bears culture. Now let's see how that manifests itself inside of a playoff game.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said. Some good stuff to get to in Brad Biggs' 10 thoughts a little bit later in the week about the overall job of the coach. And now year one, as I've talked about as well, was to flip the culture. That was the plan, and he's absolutely done that. This offseason, get ready for Ben's vision anew this offseason as he tries to dial the roster into exactly what he thinks he needs in some ways that he might not have been able to do in year number one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.